Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one of the spookiest things I have ever brought up on the show, I'm going to bring up now. Did you guys hear about the story how hackers can control your car? Control the brakes, completely take over your car. And it's been all over the news that this Jeep, a new Jeep Cherokee, has to update its software because the car's brakes and engine can be remotely controlled by anybody with an internet connection. This is crazy. Apparently, it has to do with the Uconnect. They say the full details of the hack are still private, but it relies on the Uconnect cellular network since 2009. I have that, too. I have a Jeep, I think a Jeep Wrangler. It's one of the smaller, cheaper ones. It's got to get cleaned. Man, there's like garbage in it and stuff. But, and, you know, dead bugs. And my husband off-roads in it. But I have a Jeep. It's my car. And I get in there and the phone rings. And it's this lady. I want like an Australian man. Yellow mite. Got phone call. Said it's Uconnect. Phone call coming. So you're sitting there waiting, all right, you know, who's calling? Mom. No, not Mom. No, no, I'm not here. Please hit the Uconnect button. And I'm panicking and I'm banging on the steering wheel, so I accidentally turn it on. I'm like, no, Mom, no. Hello? What do you mean, no, Mom? What? You don't want to talk to me? I'm like, oh, no. So I am not a fan of the Uconnect at all. No, I mean, I understand now that there's all these, you know, rules and regulations on, you know, talking on the phone while you drive, so I get that. And, yeah, I guess, but, you know, it looks like I'm screaming at my car. People are next to me at a red light, and I'm screaming at my husband, or I'm screaming at the kids, you know, because you feel like you got to talk louder because you're not in a hand, you know, you're not there by the phone. So I'm yelling at my radio, and people are like, you know, gosh, what's going on? You know, Michael Jackson's been dead a couple years. What's your problem? I'm like, no. I'm, you know, it's my Uconnect. But scary stuff. They say at next month's Black Hat Hacking Conference in Las Vegas, Charlie Miller and Chris Valasek, who is a duo who have hacked more cars than quote-unquote Mad Max, will show off an attack on a Jeep Cherokee that enables the remote control of the car's engines, brakes, and minor systems. Ooh, sorry, from miles away, as long as you know the car's IP address, which is public, I guess. You know, computers have an IP address. That's how they know, you know, who's writing who and where, you know, you're coming from. The full details of the hack, they say, are still private, but it relies on this Uconnect. Chrysler cars have included hardware to connect to this network to reach the internet. The two researchers have demonstrated that a canny hacker can use the Uconnect system to get wireless access to major components of the car's controls and potentially physically crash it remotely without anybody realizing. The flaw has existed in the system since 2013. Miller says the hack will work on recent Fiat, Chrysler Motors, the Ram, Durango, and Jeep models. The pair disclosed the flaws to the manufacturer so that a patch can be prepared and distributed before their Black Hat tell-all. Cool. That's kind of cool of them to do because, you know, the last thing you want to do is have a company with their pants down. You know, the company wants to say, look, we got this. Okay, we're all over this. The fix is supposed to stop miscreants This is coming from the Register. From accessing critical systems via the cellular network, a projection mechanism you would have expected in place on day one or day week. Anyway, so I guess, what do you do if you have a Jeep or if you have a car such as this that could be hacked into? I would say contact the manufacturer, you know, ask them if you need an upgrade. I don't know why, you know, I thought that Uconnect only works if your cell phone is in the car. I have no idea how computers work. I still don't understand how I could turn on my computer and Facebook comes on, and I can message somebody instantly, poke somebody instantly, and they hear about it on their cell phone. I still don't understand how that mechanism even plays out. And then my mom knows about everything because she's got sixth sense. You're on Facebook? And you didn't call me? All right, so apparently there's going to be legislation that's going to require the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and Federal Trade Commission to establish a basic set of security standards that lock off critical systems like steering and engine power to ensure that they can't be remotely controlled. This is ridiculous. These will come into effect 2 years after the legislation is passed and would be tested regularly by penetration experts. Penetration, I wonder what your resume needs to look like. I add pictures to my resume. I have a picture of me on, you know, The Morse Show, a picture of me on Fox 5. I have a picture of me on Pawn Stars on my resume. You add pictures now on your resume. So I wonder if you are promoting yourself as a penetration expert, what sort of pictures you have on that resume. There would be a $5,000 fine for each violation of security standards. In addition, the bill would require manufacturers to take reasonable steps to protect the data collected on a driver's habits from being slurped. I like that word. This will also have to display a cyber dashboard sticker on new cars indicating what data is collected and how it is protected. They say as America's vehicles become more and more connected to the internet and wireless vehicle-to-vehicle technology adds important safety to tomorrow's cars, vital security and privacy concerns need to be addressed as well. See, I fixed my bra when I'm driving to work all the time. You know, so I pull down the mirror, and I do it when I don't think I'm at a crosswalk, or, you know, or a school zone, of course. You know, and I'm like, okay, I gotta fix this, I gotta make sure everything's kind of arranged. I check for boogers, I pluck any hairs on my face that I don't want people to see, because it's a private time, no one's gonna know, no one's ever gonna know, right? So I do all that fixing up, you know, and then a car pulls up next to me, you know, during the intersection, and I, you know, pretending nothing happened. You telling me my car will know about this because it has the internet? It can later post that all over YouTube? I am now scared of my car. I told you it was a scary story. Very spooky story. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name.
Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Guys, I do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, no poop, Sherlock. Of course I do. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for letting me talk too much. And big thanks for Tom, who allows me to, or who's working the dials.
Yay!
All right. Yay, Tom! Yay! Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, anonymous, gotta read you this email. Doctor, I've lost a little respect for you. I wonder what did it. Was it the facial hair plucking? Was it, I don't know. All right. You have a podium in which you could tell Donald Trump to stop his antics, and you and other radio hosts do not step in. I also heard you are planning to not run for Congress in a seat you could easily win. You don't realize you could do more than you're doing, and you don't. Sorry, just had to be honest. Okay, you know, that's very nice of you. I see a compliment in there somewhere. But you bring up a few things, and let's first start with the I could do more from a political standpoint than I could do in the radio. I disagree, okay? If I won, if I ran for Congress, and there is a district that's up and available in my district, being held by Dr. Joe Heck, who was phenomenal, and, you know, a conservative doctor, you know, I supported his campaign. He's now going to be running to take over Harry Reid's seat. Harry Reid is leaving the, Senate. And I know many of you guys are kind of, you know, doing the Macarena with that one. Pretty exciting news. And Joe Heck is going to be running for that seat, leaving over open his congressional seat. And, you know, yes, if I win, I mean, if I win, yeah, maybe I could do a lot. Trust me, I've thought about that long and hard. But if you leave the radio and leave the air to start a process of campaigning, I feel like I am losing access to, I could still do more as a radio host, believe it or not. And let's say I actually won and I didn't lose. Okay, you know, you lose, then you got to try to beg and get your radio job back. And Lord knows, okay, there's a lot of program directors out there that if I go off air, they are going to be like, hoo-hoo, high-fiving each other, hooting and hollering, and being all excited, and then, you know, no. And they're going to want to see me eat crow. No. I got to stay put. But it's not about me. It's about where do I have more of an influence to help? Okay, where can I do more? Okay, so let's say I actually win. Let's say I win. Okay, well, or I win the primary. And I'm going forward to try to be my state's next congresswoman. Okay, well, in order to do that, you're going to need some money. You're going to need somebody helping you with your commercials. You're going to need somebody making signage. You're going to need people donating to your campaign. I don't like to ask for money. The hardest thing I do, the hardest job I do is the fundraising for charities. I just do not do well asking for money. It's easier to ask for money for a charity, but when if you run for office, you have to ask for money for yourself and to promote you. And again, you know, I've been doing selfless things for a while and, you know, I haven't been obviously making money in radio and I've been doing this as public service. It's very hard to go from public service to give me money so I could run for office. All right. And then what if the people supporting the campaign, all right, want payback? Okay, I'm not afraid of anybody, but, you know, Dahlia, I really, really hope you vote this way. Well, I want to vote my way. Okay, I mean, you know, you guys know I'm a very, very opinionated person and I like to kind of do my own thing. Okay, even my husband can't make me do certain things, as we talked about when we discussed, you know, sex after 18 years of marriage. So, you know, here I am getting lobbied. And, you know, if I want to, you know, put up millions of free clinics throughout the state and stop campaign spending, right, the millions upon millions upon millions and millions of dollars that we saw Obama and Mitt Romney spend and have that money go to free clinics, you know, and try to have, you know, I don't think I'd be able to affect that. And I feel like I can do a lot. Now, okay, what about the insinuation that here I am on the radio not helping, you know, deal with the Donald Trump situation? The Donald Trump situation is all part of the show. Okay, politics and elections are a media circus. Can Donald Trump hurt the Republican Party? Absolutely. But my show here on the Dr. Dahlia Show saying, Trump, stop it, sit down, go away, it's not going to help. I know I'm not going to be heard. So I get heard in other ways. Okay, what can I do as a radio host to help? Well, there was Scott Walker in town. So, yeah, absolutely. Talkers Magazine posted a picture of me and Scott Walker, talked a little bit about his campaign. Jeb Bush Jr. came, talked about his. From a radio standpoint, I still play a good, but I mean a good citizen, and I still talk about the issues, and I still support the candidates that seem to make a lot of sense. Trump is self-destructing. All right, him putting Lindsey Graham's phone number out there, okay, it didn't hurt Lindsey Graham. It helped him. Now everybody's talking about Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was nowhere in the polls, and I'm a fan of Lindsey Graham. All right, what Donald Trump just did is get Lindsey Graham in the polls, so I'm going to let that one, put him in the news. So I'm going to let that one work itself out. Donald Trump started to John McCain for his service in the military. All right, his comments inflamed a lot of people to the point that John McCain now has been revered more than he was, because he was really disrespected before. And people are having the conversation that our POWs need to be considered heroes, all right, which they should be. All right, and we've had a lot of military support come forward and a lot of military talk. So whatever this quote-unquote freak show is that's going on with Donald Trump, I suggest we sit and watch it play out. The media is going to make this election a freak show anyway. They're going to try to demonize Jeb Bush for being a relative and part of the Bush family. They're going to try to demonize Scott Walker for not getting a college degree. They're going to demonize everybody. Let them take their time and spend all their cameras on Donald Trump. He's not going to win for president. Yeah, and then let's say he is up there against Hillary. I still think he'll do a better job than Hillary. So as far as I look at it, it's really a win-win. Okay? Let the media circus play out. The media is going to get tired of Trump. Trump's going to lose his appeal. Trump's going to turn around and do something big and gallant to try to gain favor, or he'll, I don't know, make another foundation or building or something, and then he is going to pull his support towards a candidate that is probably, maybe, I don't know, Carly Fiorina. You know, he may want to do something so he kind of, you know, looks pro-woman, I don't know, or Ben Carson. So he's going to pick a candidate that he thinks will gain him favor, and then he will go back to doing TV stuff. And that's what's going to happen. So there's no sense of I sitting there screaming at something. All right, everybody relax and just watch. Don't even watch a media circus. When I want to study up on the candidates, I read about them, and I go to their meet and greets. Okay? Watching MSNBC, watching CNN, watching Fox News to get your take on the candidate is probably not the best way to do it. Okay? Right? There's other ways to educate yourself. So let the people who want, trust me, Donald Trump is not going to turn anybody, and I don't want to use the word Republican or conservative, but anybody who has common sense about what this country needs, Donald Trump will not turn them away from voting correctly. So if you have somebody that goes, you know what, this Obamacare really, really stinks. This recession is not getting better. We're hearing of a lot more entitlements programs coming down the bend. We're hearing medicine is going to try to be socialized. We're going to see a huge crash with the economy as minimum wage rises all across the nation, yet there's not enough jobs and there's not enough employer incentives, and employers are being taxed and penalized, and the housing market is going to see an outflux of baby boomers because they're too old to live in their homes eventually, and they have to be in assisted living, and now we're going to have all these extra houses on the market, and there's going to be all this commercial real estate left empty because the internet is taking over with trade. Anybody with common sense looking at all that will say, I am going to vote for what I think is going to be the smartest economic move. And anybody looking at national security and looking at what's going on with Iran and what's going on with ISIS and what's going on with drug cartels, etc., is also going to vote for what will help with national security. And it doesn't matter if Donald Trump or Pee Wee Herman or Mickey Mouse is up there. They're going to make the right decision. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoBite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. They say eating elderberries can help you avoid catching a cold on long flights. I don't know where the heck you buy elderberries. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. If anybody lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, and knows which store and which produce section there's elderberries, please, okay? because I hear they are yummy. They have antibacterial property, they have anti-inflammatory property, and antiviral properties. This is pretty cool, and it's been used as traditional medicines for centuries. And they say this could help passengers. If you have long-haul flights... Oh, I got some music in the background. Sorry. What is going on? Sorry about that. I got some... it's a commercial. Okay. No? All right, I think that one's gone. I don't need competition from a commercial because somebody's going to say, you know, that voice sounds so much prettier and soothing than Dr. Dolly's. Get that. So I got to clear out all the competition. All right. I think I did. Okay. No competition to the Dr. Dolly's show. All right. Let's get back to the real exciting story of elderberries. I know. Whew, sorry to keep you guys hanging like that. A new study has found that an elderberry supplement can provide some protection from cold and flu-like symptoms on long-haul flights, according to Dr. Shirley Wee, an associate professor of Evelyn Tirolongo. Dr. Wee says, I love that name, completed a study of the effects on 312 economy class passengers who actually had to go wee in the middle of the flight. Okay, right, right. Traveling from Australia to a destination overseas. We never called it wee-wee. And growing up, I really should, because I've used very different vocabulary for my kids. You know, do you have to urinate? Do you have to evacuate your bladder? What, mama? Do you have to evacuate your bladder? What, mama? Go in the diaper. So, maybe I should have used terms like wee-wee. Elderberries, which are widely available, small purple berries, have been used for centuries. And as a traditional medicine overseas and as a German pharmacist, I came across them very often. Now, this is Professor Tirolongo. Okay, that was his big quote. I don't know where Dr. Wee went. Dr. Wee's gone. Sorry, possibly going wee. Past research has identified that it has been effective against human flu viruses and bacteria that cause respiratory infections, as well as some clinical trials that showed a reduction in cold and flus. Whew, this is long. Over 2 years, trials were conducted on Australian passengers to test the efficacy of elderberry on their overall health post-flight. You know what? I would like to be a part of this. I'd like to be a part of that study because I'm sick and tired of not being fed on the flights. You can't eat anything. They don't even serve peanuts anymore because people have peanut allergies, and I didn't even like the peanuts. I liked the Boston baked beans. Remember there would be candied, sugary, caramelized, or butterscotch peanuts? Those I liked. I don't know. I haven't seen those since September 11th. So there's no food. Give me some elderberries. I'll do it. I don't even care how many times I have to go wee. They say we know that long-haul flights cause nasal dryness and the enhanced chance of respiratory tract infection due to close proximity to other passengers. Oh, so you stick the elderberry in your nose. We want to know specifically if elderberry could be effective. I'm enjoying it. I don't care if you're not enjoying it. I'm enjoying myself. In some beneficial effect for people who have traveled to reduce those symptoms. So passengers consume 900 milligrams of elderberry extract. I bet that makes you poop also. Every day, beginning 10 days before they boarded the plane and continued 4 days after their arrival. While the occurrence of colds wasn't significantly different between participants who took it and those who had a placebo, for those of you guys that are on the edge of your seat wondering, the trial found that those who took elderberry were not as severely impacted by them, and they didn't have rectal impaction because my guess is it allowed fiber. People who took the elderberry, I know, this. I didn't think this article was going to be this exciting. People who took the elderberry had a lower number of cold episode days and also had a significantly lower symptom score. Bet you guys are wishing I'm running for Congress now, huh? Hey, I could filibuster. I can just talk about this kind of stuff, and I could filibuster. I have the catheter, like that one congresswoman did. She put in a catheter. I'd be worried more about toxic shock, you know, because you really don't want to be sitting there with a sanitary, you know, product there not changing. That's ridiculous. There's got to be a way where you could go to the bathroom. You know what? I would just get a porta potty. I would get a porta potty when I filibuster. Go in there. I'll have the microphone on going, sorry, guys, I can't get toxic shock. Okay? Finish what I have to do. And then while I'm still filibustering, I could do it. You know, and maybe I will run for office. This is kind of exciting. All right. Oh, we're still back on the elderberries. They say people who took, I'm still on this, people who took the elderberry had a lower number of cold episode days and also had a significantly lower symptom score. If they got colds, they were shorter in duration by 2 days, and their symptom severity score was 1.5 points less than the placebo group. I got to tell you, man, never be in the placebo group. You're really screwed. Additionally, oh, there's still more. We found that while all participants suffered a health decline between boarding the plane and arriving, the placebo group had a significant decline, whereas the elderberry participants' physical health seemed to stabilize. So feed us elderberries. Even though the elderberry had strong antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and antiviral effect on the passengers, it had no clear effect on their mental health. That's the other thing, too. We need to make sure this doesn't mix with a certain psychiatric medication. Some of us, unfortunately, are on certain psychotropic drugs. We need to make sure that the elderberry doesn't mix. So because everyone involved had improved mental health throughout the process, they were all happy because they were going on vacation. Whew! So what's the point to that? I kind of forgot. That article was so long, I kind of forgot the point. Did you guys get the point to that? I guess elderberries help prevent colds. We talk about flying. I mean, a lot of you guys are going on holiday or going on vacation. Holiday! All right, it's vacation time. In Europe, they call it going on holiday. And whereas in America, we look at the holidays, you know, is it the holidays? We look at it as Christmas. Christmas is the holidays. So in Europe, when they go, we're going on holiday, you're like, what are you talking about? You guys celebrate Christmas in the summer? No, that's Australia. Anyway, I need some elderberries. To have good health when you fly, make sure you get good night's sleep. Make sure you drink, you hydrate. I tell you guys all the time to, so you don't get exposed to somebody sitting next to you, wear a mask. That's what I do. So nobody sits next to me, I wear a mask. And then I put that air, that's the air conditioning, I have it spray right in front of me. So as bacteria and bugs and viruses get spewed on me, they could then get blown away quickly. Most of the time my son is actually sitting next to me, so he ends up getting the coughs and colds, etc. But that's okay, because I guess he's closer to elderberries than I am in terms of size. We also say to eat well, vitamin C. Don't overdose on taking vitamin C. Eat healthy foods that have vitamin C, okay? The big mistake a lot of you guys do is as soon as you start to feel sick, you start to take vitamin C. One of you had written me a year or two ago going, how come vitamin C doesn't work? I've been told you need to take vitamin C, you know, to not get sick. Well, when are you taking it? All right, I start taking vitamin C as soon as I feel a sore throat. Well, by then, the bacteria have already laid ground or the virus has already laid ground. You're sick a couple days, but you're technically infected a couple days before you start to feel symptoms. So at that point, you know, yeah, it may help shorten the course, but you're not going to prevent it. We want to prevent it. So eat well, sleep right, don't let people cough on you, good hand washing, if you think you were exposed to something, go home and take a hot shower. That's what I do. I understand in California that may be difficult with the drought, so save up your shower time for when you come home. This way you can get rid of all that stuff. All right, a woman who was high on Xanax and marijuana crashes into her car at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru with her 2-year-old kid in the backseat. I want to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've been talking about marijuana a lot these days, okay, with it being legalized in certain states, probably going to be legalized throughout the country. Eventually, states are going to find that they're making money. Maybe it'll be the panacea to help us get out of any future looming recessions that seem to be impending as we, you know, walk through the mud after this current recession. And everybody seems to be pretty excited about it. Then they're talking about it being medical. Marijuana, use it for glaucoma, use it for seizures, use it for prevention of diabetes, use it for anxiety, use it for insomnia, use it for pain control. And we're seeing some promising things. So we're starting to get a little bit excited about marijuana being used and marijuana being integrated, but at the same time, a little bit frightful. You know, I'm still not sure how it's going to work when it comes to our infrastructure being prepared for it. I think we're legalizing it too quick before we're prepared, before our cops are prepared to test you if you're impaired, before we have a system in place so these kids don't get a hold of marijuana. You know, I always know when a kid's doing pot because he's a straight-A student that all of a sudden starts to fail, you know, miserably in his grades. And, you know, I tell mom, I go, I think he's doing marijuana. We do a drug screen, boom, marijuana. So, you know, I mean, are we prepared? I mean, you know, what are we going to do with our students? What are we going to do with our kids? All right. But the one thing nobody is talking about, which is, you know, a very, very important topic when it comes to marijuana, is can it mix with your current medications? Okay? We think that somebody smoking marijuana is not going to be taking their other medications. That's not true. Now, I have people that come in, they want their Xanax, they want their Valium, and I go, I thought you were smoking marijuana, why do you need this? Well, marijuana doesn't handle it all the way, I need Xanax for the bad days. But you're not supposed to mix the two. And how many of you guys know that? If you have Xanax on board, if you have antidepressants on board, all right, medicines for mood disorders. Can't be mixing marijuana with that. Well, now there's a woman suspected of being quote-unquote high on pills and marijuana, dozed off behind the wheel Monday, and repeatedly slammed into another car at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, but her toddler son was in the car. Amber Anthony, 25 years old, of Clifton Heights, was arrested and charged with driving under the influence, reckless driving, careless driving, reckless endangerment, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to the police, just before 10:30 a.m. Monday, they got a call from a motorist who reportedly that a woman driving a white car behind them at the drive-thru of the Collindale Dunkin' Donuts kept falling asleep behind the wheel and bumping his vehicle. Officers who responded to the scene ordered the drowsy driver, lady identified as Amber Anthony, to pull over and exit the vehicle. When the woman stepped out of her car, police said she appeared disoriented and confused, was unsteady on her feet, and her speech was slurred. The toddler was crying in the back seat. They searched her car, discovered a glass vial and that had Xanax, a small amount of marijuana, and a glass pipe. The 25-year-old mom was being transported to the hospital to have her blood drawn. While that was happening, she kept nodding off in the car. Had trouble keeping her eyes open. The kid is okay. All right? So the kid's okay. She appears to be okay. But, you know, they say, quote-unquote, high on pills and marijuana. So when you guys hear that term, okay, well, she was totally high. Or he was totally high. So you're thinking that they got completely wasted. The one thing we talk about on the show and you hear a lot in the media is what you think will make you high and what actually makes you high are two different amounts. Remember we had that discussion that the National Transportation Safety Board wants to limit female drinking to no more than one drink because at one drink she could be impaired and for men, two drinks? And they're right. You know, if I have a margarita, whoa. All right. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. A margarita is a bigger glass. True, there's a lot of ice in it. All right. You know, we're talking a small glass of wine. Wine's still pretty potent, too. All right. So you know, you think you're having one glass. Is it a big margarita? Is it a big fishbowl glass? Is it a big goblet wine glass? All right. The key is what impairs you. And we don't have an exact amount. based on your metabolism, based on your liver, based on your body weight, based on if you ate anything else with it. All right, we don't know. So here they look at her car. A small amount of weed was there, all right, and some Xanax and a pipe. Now, was there only a small amount of weed because she blew through so much, or did she only have a little smoke? And so then you wonder, well, okay, what are we doing with people with legalized marijuana that have kids? What are the rules in place? What are the protections in place for moms driving their kids to school? I don't know what these states have in place. Of course, you're not supposed to drive impaired, but now that marijuana, which is very sedating and can be used very recreationally, is being legalized in states, and I'm not saying I'm against the legalization. I'm not against the legalization. Trust me, our cops, right, you know, have much better things that they could be doing than doing arrests, you know, for a marijuana possession, okay? I'd rather they be going after the rapists and the killers, etc. But, you know, when you just blanketly go, all right, guys, it's legal, what are we doing to make sure moms aren't smoking it and then driving their two-year-old to daycare and smashing into another car? What are we doing? And then what are we doing to educate people that if they have Xanax on board, you better not be smoking a doob? Now, Xanax is sedating, and it blows my mind. I get patients that come in. Oh, by the way, can I just say I had a patient yesterday in the middle of his physical. He goes, I got to go and have a smoke. I was like, what? So he grabs his light. He's like, I got to go and have a smoke. I go, we're in the middle of your physical. He has a smoke, and then he comes back right before the chest x-ray. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is the middle of your physical. I'm about to do a chest x-ray, and you're having a smoke? Oh, I ripped him a new one. But anyway, I have patients that come in, and they say, Dahlia, I need something for anxiety, but make it Xanax so I could take it at work. I need something I could take at work. You're not supposed to be taking Xanax at work. What are you doing? Yeah, all my coworkers, they take Xanax while they're at work, and it helps them get through their job. I took a Xanax. I took a half a Xanax, a 0.25. I fall asleep in 15 minutes. Now, I'm not saying everybody, you know, will have the effect of falling asleep, but I couldn't imagine taking a Xanax during the day. I fell asleep. You don't take Xanax during the day before you drive. I've changed all my prescriptions to take it at night before bedtime, unless we have a patient that is going through psychiatric crisis or major anxiety, and I know there's going to be family members with them making sure they don't drive. And then I say you could take it every 8 hours. But most of you guys have prescriptions for Xanax, taking it every 8 hours. You guys pop it on your way to work. We had somebody kill, somebody was driving in my city and killed somebody because she had taken Xanax that morning. So Xanax can't be mixed with alcohol, can't be mixed with marijuana, neither can your Valium or your Klonopin or your Ativan, all right? And then if you smoke marijuana, you need to make sure that your doctor knows about it and looks at every single medicine you're on. Now, many of you don't do that because you know what your doctor's going to say. Well, I don't know. And he's right. We don't know. We have no idea what marijuana is allowed to be mixed with. So you're on Seroquel. Don't be mixing that with marijuana. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.